This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A woman in China is making news. She tried to create and build and insert her own personal IUD.
I was wondering what building and inserting, where that was going to lead to. So what does that entail?
She inserted a metal spring inside herself. She thought it would act as an IUD. However, it's not a good birth control device because she got pregnant. When she went to the hospital with pains, that's when they discovered the spring. And they had to go in there and cut it into pieces and extract it that way. Sometimes things go in easier than they come out.
Well,
they said to her,
said the person who ate Taco Bell last night for dinner.
That is very true. It does go down a lot more smoothly than it comes back out. Very good analogy, Amanda. So they said to the woman, where did you get this spring? The story gets worse, by the way. She said she found it on the floor at her workplace.
Oh, no!
This is a quote. Then I picked it up, gave it a wash, and inserted it.
Oh, fresh.
She did this all by herself months earlier. As doctors pointed out,
it swam around in there for months.
Yes. Doctors said, quote, it was greatly unscientific and very unhygienic.
Yeah, no kidding.
Do you think? And her husband complained, too, because he said every time they made love and she was on top, she kept bouncing off. So it was just not a good idea at all. All right, so.
All right.
Look at Kylie over there. And she's got to do traffic now.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.